You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I love this band. The Outfield is your artist of the day. What's left of them? Are we ready to do just... Because we weren't expecting to see you here today.
I was not expecting to be here today.
We called an audible. We're going to do a little jam or no jam. We haven't done it, I think, in 2 weeks. And Dana's back from vacation, so I want to play a little jam or no jam, if that's all right with you.
Works for me.
I'm going to start with one. I think you'll know it.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced you're going to think it's a jam.
Okay.
But we're going to find out.
Never know until you play the game.
Here are the rules to the game of jam or no jam. Will Starrett gets 3/10 of 1 second of a song that we have not told him we're going to play. He has to then tell us if the song is a, well, first of all, he has to tell us who sings it, the name of the song, and whether or not it is a jam or it is not a jam. Are you ready for your first 3/10 of a second of a song?
Ready as I'm going to get.
Here it comes. I need my audio. Here we go.
When Smokey Sings by ABC. Of course that's a jam.
When Smokey Sings, I forget everything. As she's packing the things, as she's spreading the wind.
I was curious what your answer was. I love this song. Man.
I am disappointed in you that you thought I would not love the suit rock of ABC.
Oh, that's a great song.
Yes, it is.
He just picked that one during the break. He was looking at me. He goes, I'm going to go When Smokey Sings.
I don't think there was an ABC song that I ever heard that I didn't like.
Ohio. Oh, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Yes, I match his best, then I would be a liar.
Wow, I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
I didn't, actually, that wasn't even 3/10 of a second. That wasn't even fair.
Sometimes it doesn't take that long.
All right, Sam, are you ready? Hit him with 3/10 of one of your songs. Ooh.
I believe that is Steal Away by Robbie Dupree, and if so, it is a jam.
Oh. Then show me.
I love that song.
You came here
right?
For.
Okay,
Steal Away.
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
Oh, yeah, you're on fire today, man. Okay.
I can listen to that on a loop.
You know, every single time we play this song, Apple Music makes money off of me because every song that he thinks is a jam, I love, and then I buy it.
Yeah, of course.
Well, good. I'm glad to to spur sales.
All right, I got one for you. You ready?
Sure.
3/10 of 1 second. Here it comes. Jam or no jam?
The Flame by Cheap Trick, which is a jam.
Watching shadows move across the wall.
You know what? Strange fact about that song, Cheap Trick, one of my all-time favorite bands.
Yeah.
Not one of my all-time favorite Cheap Trick songs. That is their only number one hit single.
That is also probably the only song of theirs that I could identify in this game.
Oh, I don't even know what to say to you.
If you were to break out, I don't know, I Want You to Want Me, maybe,
oh.
But I can't guarantee it.
Oh, Sam, 3/10 of 1 second, hit it. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. I'm going to need a bit more.
Hey, baby.
Oh, yeah, that is a jam. Penny Lover by Lionel Richie. You better believe
like
it.
You better believe it. Nice, warm and tender.
Still bummed I missed this show.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh, no, wait, I went to this one.
Yeah, you were.
It was Chicago that you went to that I'm bummed
Sotera,
I missed.
Peter Cetera.
Still bummed I missed this show. Oh, wait, I was there.
My therapist today goes, do you have any short-term memory? And I go, no, or long-term. I don't have either.
It left quite an impression on you, clearly.
All right. Okay. Had to do a double on that one, but that was good. That was good.
Thank you.
Ready?
Sure.
All right. Here it comes. 3/10 of 1 second. It's mine. Here we go.
Ooh. Yeah. Going to have to do a double on that one,
okay.
Too.
All right.
Need more.
Okay.
Oh, well, now we got the title there. Amanda by Boston, which is not a jam.
Oh! Oh!
It gets too hard.
Like today, gets too hard.
Words to
It's got that guitar solo. It's fun. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see?
Okay, all right.
I mean, there's a triangle in that song.
Yes.
Will?
Even I like that song from Boston. Also, let me point out, their only number one hit.
Really?
Okay, yep. I'll allow it. That is a jam. I'll allow it.
That's a pretty big jam.
I had to think about it, but yeah, that's a jam.
All right.
That guitar solo, though, really...
Yeah. Takes it right up to
not,
the line.
Not a big Tom Scholz fan, are you?
It's fine. You've got a glorious pasture, and then you back up a manure truck and, you know, empty it. That's what it is.
Great analogy.
Sam, when you're ready, hit him with 0.3 seconds. Ooh, that's too loud.
I wish it would rain down by Phil Collins. Is a jam.
Sorry, I thought the last one was too quick, so I tried to give him some more time this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you say jam on this one?
Yes.
All right. Now, this has got a guitar. So Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton, exactly. Yeah.
All right. I got you. You ready?
Ready.
Because Sam cheated on that one, gave you half a second, I'm giving you 0.1 seconds.
That is not fair.
I'm giving you, can you do it or not?
I don't know. We'll find out now, won't we?
0.1 seconds. Here it comes.
You are correct. I cannot do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna.
If you could have pulled that one off, I would have just died.
Fallen out of my chair.
I'm gonna give you 0.3.
Give me
right?
the full three.
Here
yeah.
we go.
Ooh. I'm not having a good day today.
No, you're having a real. You've gotten them all so far.
I know, but I've had to go back to the well multiple times, and I'm gonna have to do it with that one too.
All right.
Oh, I Can't Hold Back by Survivor.
Ooh. Oh, come on.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a jam. Of course, you have to play the hardest part of the song right after I say that.
Oh, I love this song. And in the
night, the silence speaks. They had better.
All right. You clearly have brought your A game today. Hey, we're playing some harder stuff for you today, so I get it, man. Sam, if you got one, 0.3 seconds.
0.3 seconds.
Yep. Ooh.
Is that Whitney Houston's Didn't We Almost Have It All?
Oh! That's
a jam.
I'm clicking random spots on all these songs, and every time it's been exactly in the chorus that says the title 2 seconds later.
All right. Last one, and then we got to get going. You ready?
Sure.
You're batting 1,000.
What would you ever say if I said no?
Well, and I would just go to break and, and dismiss you for the next 15 minutes.
Yes, I'm ready.
Here it comes. 0.3 seconds.
I need more.
Okay.
It's right there. It's on the edge of my brain.
I know it is, man. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna give you another 0.3.
It's Peter Cetera's Glory of Love, which is a jam.
You are so good, man. You are so good. Wait, I'm going to send you out with one of your favorites.
Okay.
So you already kind of know, but you don't know.
There are so many.
I know, right?
Right. That's the hard part.
All right. I'm giving you 0.2 or 1/5 seconds on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're batting 1,000, man. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
See, when you need a double play, you're like, you start feeling down about yourself.
Yeah.
Nobody else is getting this stuff.
Okay.
So
if you're sure.
You're a savant. Okay.
Thank you, I think.
Just relax.
All right.
You're a savant. You're 1/5 second on this one.
Bring it. Eric Carmen's Hungry Eyes, which is a jam.
I bow to your power.
I bow to those white kids because I rocked those shoes when that movie came out.
Name the movie.
Jeans above the knee.
That was Dirty Dancing, was it not?
It was.
I've not seen it, but I'm familiar with the soundtrack.
I've never seen Dirty Dancing either.
It's actually awful. Really awful if you really think about the premise of that movie.
Yeah, she's like 16.
I don't know that that movie would be made today. It would be made differently. Like, we need to make her like 19.
The soundtrack, though, is on fire.
Yeah, it is.
And has been since the day it dropped.
Well, he's kind of a felon, if we're to believe the storyline.
Yeah, let's focus on the soundtrack here. Let's ignore the movie.
Bill
focus
Medley,
on the soundtrack.
Jennifer Warnes.
Right, exactly.
I've Had the Time of My Life.
Uh-huh.
That's a doozy.
She's Like the Wind.
Oh, Patrick Swayze.
Oh, hey, word. Mickey. Yes, dear. What's that song?
Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia.
Love is Strange. God, I love that song.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bear, 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 bear.
What?
Bear, bear, bear. You know
that's
exactly
the guitar
what I'm
solo
talking
in
about.
There.
You know exactly what. Can't you see Patrick Swayze going?
No,
bear,
I never
bear.
Saw the movie.
Oh,
how could I see it if I've never seen the dang movie?
It's a phenomenal scene.
I think that's one of the more iconic scenes.
It really
in that movie.
Is. Oh, no, you're going to prison, buddy. She's 16.
Still a jam, though.
It is a jam. Came busy traffic. Here is Jay Edwards.
Sponsored by Thoroughbred Ford. Northbound 635, the ramp to westbound I-70 at KCK still shut down. But it looks like they're really starting to make some progress here. We could see a change in that very, very soon. Until they do, continue northbound on 635 up to State Avenue. Exit at State, then come back southbound on 635 to westbound I-70. Still got the road work going on. Northbound I-29 at North Oak Traffic Way. Left lane shut down there. You're backed up almost to the 29-35 split now. And still got the road work going on westbound Gate 10 at Ridgeview. Heavy back to the Johnson County Gateway. Truck month is almost over. Get thousands in savings or 0% financing while it lasts on all 2018 F-150s. Come check out the largest selection in Kansas City at thoroughbredford.com. I'm Jay Edwards, KBZ Traffic.
Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta.
That's a jam.
Forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party.
So the NCAA tournament kicked off or tipped off last night.
Is that the I call it the buy-in?
These are the play-in games.
Yeah,
there's
play-in.
A couple more tonight. And then the tournament, per se, starts tomorrow.
Everybody filling out those brackets? We're all pretending we're not filling out?
Yep. And waging money, you're pretending you're not waging.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing neither of those.
Of course you're not, Sam. The states are weighing in on the teams that they have picked to win the NCAA tournament.
The teams are weighing in?
The states are weighing in.
Oh, the states. Like, pardon me. Okay.
Per state.
Yeah.
The majority of people think this team
How
will
many
win.
States think Duke will win?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 30, 14. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 21.
Okay.
22. Sorry, I forgot Indiana or Illinois. Good.
Okay, what does Missouri say?
North Carolina.
Okay. What does Kansas say? North Carolina?
No.
Is it Kansas?
It's the only state that picked the Jayhawks.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I love my alma mater.
They're not going to win.
This is a rebuilding year.
Yeah.
We lost Doak. It hasn't gone.
You also lost Vic.
Well, since. So, yeah.
For whatever reason, the people in the state of Kansas still pick the Jayhawks to win over the Wildcats, by the way. Neither team is going to win the NCAA tournament.
Well, God love them, but yeah. And I will still root like you will not even believe. I will cheer. I will be excited. But, you know, I think that I'm more in my older age, I've become more realistic about, you know.
Gonzaga and Duke are the ones with the most states, but Duke clearly takes the cake.
Do you want to hear something mildly amusing and funny? And I'm going to play it for you. And if you don't want to hear it,
I'm sure.
Okay, listen. Okay.
Syracuse. That's where Dan went.
Hey, Marquette or Murray State?
Marquette.
Florida State or Vermont?
Florida State.
You know what that is?
That's your daughter, your older daughter, asking your oldest son, check that, your youngest son, who's going to win the games.
That was my oldest daughter asking my oldest son while my oldest son was...
pooping? Please tell me he was pooping. Oh, my God.
I swear to Moses, I walked in.
He was taking a
deuce. He was?
Yes!
That's awesome.
Listen, you can hear it's muffled. Listen. She goes, I go, what are you
doing?
Was
she standing at the door?
No, she's, yes. I go, let him finish.
Never interrupt a man while he's taking a deuce.
He comes out and he goes, if you win the million, I want half because I gave you all of those answers from the crapper.
That's awesome.
It actually kind of is awesome.
Hopefully they're not crappy picks.
No, they're going to be.
Thank you, Sam.
It was a terrible joke, Sam.
It was horrible. So I found this story in the Kansas City Star. I want to bring
Will everywhere.
In. I want to bring Will in here for just a second, too.
And Scott, real quick, we didn't talk about this yesterday. And I said to him yesterday, I feel like we need to acknowledge this is happening, say something about it. It isn't necessarily a topic, but it affects so many of you listening that we feel awful. And I just want to acknowledge this is going on to our friends up north.
A small Missouri town near Atchison, Kansas is emptying out as people flee floodwaters that have already cut power and closed roads farther north. Buchanan County Emergency Management Director Bill Brinton said Wednesday that most of the 130 or so people who live in Lewis and Clark Village had already left and others had made plans to go. Quoting here from Mr. Brinton, about 60% of the people have evacuated and the rest are in the process. They've got trucks loaded waiting to evacuate if needed. Heavy rain and snow melt in other states have swollen the Missouri River, causing extreme flooding in Nebraska and parts of northwest Missouri and northeast Kansas. You were sandbagging over the weekend. I saw pictures of it.
I was. Yeah, Sunday I was.
Where were you?
I was up at Forest City, Missouri, which is in Holt County, northwest of St. Joseph, basically the second to last county before you leave Missouri on I-29.
And why did you decide to do that, Will?
Well, a couple of reasons. One, that area is kind of my playground. I go up there a lot. I really enjoy it. But I've been following the newspaper up there on Twitter, and they had been sending out, you know, various alerts. One of them was sandbagging volunteers are needed at the Forest City Water Treatment Plant. We're going to try to save it. And so I saw that. Actually, just as soon as I was getting out of church on Sunday, I went home long enough to, you know, get changed into something work appropriate. And I went up there and sandbagged. Fortunately, so far, that particular project has held. But a lot of the other ones in that area have not. It's been bad and it's getting worse. And it's likely to still get worse.
What is the problem? Is it all the snow melt from up north coming down the Missouri River? Or is there ice? I heard the word ice block.
That was one of the issues in Nebraska where essentially there was an ice jam that
ice
had formed.
Jam.
Yeah, one
jam.
Of the rivers had basically, the river hadn't totally frozen up, but all these pieces of ice had kind of formed an artificial dam in it, and then it broke loose. That's one of the issues in Nebraska. The issue in these parts is up in South Dakota, the Army Corps of Engineers opened the floodgates and let a bunch of water through because whenever that system came through that gave us all that wind, remember a week or so ago, we had all that wind further north, that dumped a lot of precipitation. And since they hadn't already properly drained out the area where they hold all that water, well, they had this unexpected inundation. They opened the floodgates. It's got to go somewhere, and it's coming down here.
I wonder, Will, and this is kind of a silly question, but we kind of assume the states talk to one another when something like this is happening. Maybe that's not the case. I mean, if South Dakota did this, did they not think, when we do this, we are literally blanking on our neighbor?
It is the Army Corps of Engineers that makes all of those decisions.
Okay.
And while they discuss that amongst their various field offices, it's largely done with a shocking degree of autonomy to where outside of the Army Corps, those discussions aren't really held. A lot of people are not thrilled with the Army Corps of Engineers because of this. And those sorts of things happen. I think every time there's a flooding event, people point fingers at the Corps.
But Nebraska, their governor today called the flooding the most widespread destruction we have ever seen in our state's history. And I saw this on Facebook a couple of nights ago. Someone reposted this, Will, and maybe you saw this.
Mm-hmm.
They said, this is from a friend of mine up north. And she showed some photos. The farms are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, why isn't anyone paying attention to us? And it broke my heart because we kind of joke on this program that if there's a snowstorm in New York, you know, the nightly news runs with it.
Oh, yeah.
But if something is happening here, we might get a blurb in the nightly news around the 22 mark. I really feel like our friends to the north of us feel very, very forgotten right now.
I think there is absolutely, especially when it comes to flooding and things of that sort, there's definitely, we hear about in the news business, it has a term, coastal bias. And I think there's absolutely that factor in play. The other thing is, this really came out of nowhere. And so as a result, whenever a flood happens in particular, that's more difficult than a lot of other disasters to even get reporters to.
If they're not
already in there. And so since television in particular is so picture and video driven, unless you've already got people in a position to get the pictures and get the video, it's just going to get passed on.
Well, that's
not a defense of the practice, I should add.
Not that any of us are experts on this, but let me ask you, since you're more involved than the two of us, Kansas City is on the Missouri River.
It is.
Are we in trouble?
To the best of my knowledge at this stage, we are not.
How so?
My understanding is our levees are built up much higher. And so as a result, plus two, this amount of water hasn't made its way down just yet.
But when it does is what I'm asking.
I don't believe that we are. My understanding is that our levees are built that much higher.
If you haven't seen the aerials of Iowa and Nebraska,
oh, I've seen it. There are homes that are now on islands.
There are entire cities that are on islands. Fremont, Nebraska was only accessible by air last week. And that's either the fifth or sixth most populated city in that state. And Columbus, Nebraska had that same thing.
Hang on, Fremont,
so
Nebraska?
So what is there left to do if you live in those areas? And listen, if you're up in St. Joe and you're seeing some of this, I think some of the flooding reached Parkville. Was that yesterday, Will?
Yeah.
In some of these areas, what is there left to do but pack up and just go? You can't stay, can you?
You can, but it's a very poor decision, especially when you get an evacuation order. The best you can do is sandbag, things of that sort. Make sure that, if you have stuff on the floor, get it off the floor of the house and then get out.
But did you feel like, and I know you went, and so you made more of an impact than any of us did, because I didn't go. I just started paying attention to this. Yeah, I'm just getting back from vacation, and I think a lot of people are going, wait, yeah, I think I heard about that. What's going on? If you don't live in these areas, it takes a couple of days for the news cycle to kind of pound into our brains.
Sure.
Did you feel like with all of the volunteers up there, they were making any kind of impact that you could see?
Boy,
this
that
is a lot of water, Will.
It is a lot of water. Ultimately, it's too soon to say because the threat is not over, far from it. But the project that I was working on, at least to this point, and I knock on wood as I say it, it has held. Now, that said, levees are popping like balloons all over the place. And not just in that particular region, but all the way, north to Omaha.
You say our levees are built up higher. Do you have any, and I'm just putting you on the spot, if you don't, I don't know why you would know this. You're not with the Corps of Engineers, but how much higher are ours than theirs, and why don't they build theirs bigger?
Well, I think I'll start by saying I don't know how much higher ours are. I'll begin with that. As for why ours are built higher, it would be because this is a populated area. Most of the area that I'm in, we're talking towns of a couple hundred people. Put it this way, okay? Holt County, where I was, the entire population of the county is just a touch under 5,000 people.
Okay.
Countywide. And so as a result, there's just not the emphasis put on flood control that there is in a place like this.
Okay.
When you're dealing with an urbanized area. I don't know exactly how high our levees are here, but as I understand it, at this point, it's not a concern when the crest reaches us.
I guess just for the layperson, and I had so many questions when I first saw this happening. I'm like, is this because of the snow? But if it's all flowing down, doesn't it flow from there, literally, to us. At some point, if it's all coming down.
Yeah, but he's talking about the levies, and the levies here are higher.
But someone just wrote in, Scott, by the time it gets to Kansas City, it won't even be in the top 50 of the highest levels that the Missouri River's ever been, which says to me we're probably fine.
Yeah, because it's in everybody else's farm.
At this point, yeah, there have been so many levees that have broken at this point, it takes a lot of pressure off of it. By the time it gets here, some of that is dissipated. Mm-hmm. Now, the crest is still going to come through, but it's not going to be anywhere near as intense because so much of this is spilled out by the time it gets here.
Well, I mean, you understand why people are upset and feel like no one's talking about this. Mm-hmm. I don't even know that the nightly news has... Have they mentioned this
yet? Yes, they have. They have. And it does get some attention. I mean, I think we
now
have...
Now that the governors are doing aerial tours
yes,
and things.
But I think in the Midwest, for whatever reason, and I understand your argument that if they get, you know, 2 inches of snow in New York, it's the lead story in the nightly news. Fair argument. But to say that this isn't getting any coverage, I don't think is fair. Is it getting the coverage that we think it deserves? No, it's not. But you also have to take into account that the major networks, including Fox, CNN, and MSNBC, cater primarily to the top 10 markets in America. That's where they focus their attention. And quite frankly, we don't have any of them here in the Midwest except Chicago.
Someone just wrote in, as a born and raised Nebraskan, don't you worry about them. They'll be fine. Nebraska, that is some hardy folks.
The other factor in play is that you, to your point, you mentioned we don't have those large markets here, but we're sitting here in Kansas City. This is the first time you've talked about it on the program, and it's Wednesday afternoon.
Yes, fair point. And I said to Scott yesterday, I feel like we should be talking about this.
So this is something that... Yeah, it hasn't gotten the attention that it has, that we would like it to.
Even if we can educate people today, Will, who are listening, and if you work for the Army Corps of Engineers, and please weigh in, if we can educate people listening as to why this is happening, you know, you might be thinking, well, look, I don't have anyone that lives in Nebraska or Iowa or up north, so, you know, why do I really care? I want to know why.
Because they're human beings.
They're human beings, and you know what? When you lose your house in Iowa, it hurts just as bad when you lose your house in Chicago or California or New York, for that matter, so...
All right. Well, Will, thank you for doing the work you did over the weekend, man. That's very nice of you.
Least I could do, and I'm hoping that I'll get to get up there and do more. We'll see.
Someone says, "How I want to help Sandbag. How would you help if you wanted to help?"
Probably the best thing I would recommend at this point is to get a hold of the United Way in St. Joseph, because they've been the ones that have been kind of coordinating the effort there. As far as getting to points further north, it's kind of difficult because the road is shut down. But they can probably...
You cannot go north on 29, which connects Kansas City to Omaha, Nebraska.
Correct. Right now it is closed between basically 229 at St. Joseph, the northern lip there, all the way up to Council Bluffs, Iowa. It's closed. You cannot get through on I-29.
Which is how you get across the river to Omaha.
Yes.
All right. Telephone number here, 576-7798. Zach in St. Joe. Zach, hello. Good afternoon, man.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, I'm from up in the area, from the Craig, Mound City area, everywhere up north there. This isn't the first. We like to call this a man-made flood because they basically run this out of Yankton, South Dakota at Gavin Point. Back in 2011, they released a lot of water, and it did the exact same thing. And I understand, like, why can't they start draining this early to be like, okay, let's get this water passed and let's get it all out of here so we don't flood down south? Well, it's like they wait till the last point, and then they start getting all this snow melt and runoff, and it just floods out the south again. So why can't they just let out more water? Because they run like an 8-foot river all winter long. Well, they could open up the gates and let that water out a little more, and I don't know why they don't.
You said you live in the Craig, Missouri area, is that right?
No, I'm from Mound City, but I have a lot of friends and family that live in the Craig area.
And Craig's next, if I read the story right.
Craig is being emergency evacuated as of yesterday at about noon.
Now, this isn't the town, hang on, I saw this on the news this morning, and I don't mean to laugh at tragedy, But is Craig the town, or maybe it's a different one, that issued a mandatory voluntary evacuation?
Correct.
Mandatory voluntary
evacuation.
It's mandatory evacuation.
And voluntary.
What the hell does that mean?
So you've got we call them Craigers. You have people that have been there their whole entire life. It's a small town of a couple hundred people, and you just have some people that won't leave.
With hurricanes and other natural disasters, Scott.
But an evacuation is either mandatory or it's voluntary. You can't have a mandatory voluntary evacuation.
Well, I think they did.
I'm mandating you to volunteer to leave.
That's awesome.
I saw that headline on the news this morning on Fox 4 and about fell out of bed.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people got out, but you still have just a few people like, I am not leaving my home.
Yeah.
And I think, in fairness, Zach, I know the kind of people that you talk about. They have every right. Now, the law enforcement and emergency services also have every right to say, after Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, write your social security number on your arm.
If you have not left, we're not coming to get you, okay? We're asking you to mandatorily, voluntarily leave the city. But if you're not going to do that, we're going to wait till Wednesday at 5. Wednesday at 5, you're on your own. Okay? I hope you have a second floor. Okay, thanks. Doug in Oak Grove. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
I was hauling out of Nebraska north of Fall City the last couple weeks up until last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was cutting across 159, which is the Rulo Bridge, and that's bottom is Fortescue, Missouri, and Big Lake. It's just north of Fort City where the other guy was bagging a sewage
sand.
Treatment
yeah,
plant.
Yeah.
That water came up last Wednesday. I was going across that bridge twice a day. The Missouri River was like 3 or 4 feet down the bank last Wednesday in the morning. By Wednesday night, it was bank full. Mm. By Thursday, it was about 4 feet up a 15-foot levee. By Friday night, it was 2 feet from cresting the levee. They closed the bridge Saturday, and the water crested Sunday night. Well, that's like 20-some feet in 5 days. It's pretty hard to plan, or be able. I mean, you can bag levees and stuff and keep water from going over them, but not when it's rising like that.
20 All right. feet in 5 days. Mm. Unbelievable. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.